Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The PGP, the show about the show within the show. This is the show that takes you behind the scenes of the DA. We're glad you decided to download us and listen to us. You can catch us on iTunes, of course. Just search Permission Granted Podcast. You can also find us using the normal DA Show podcast feed. And you can find us on our website, daoncbs.com. Now, Mirage, we've got a couple of things here to get to. I want to start with Hawaii. Because 2 weeks ago, you were in Hawaii for the week. And one thing we were not able to get to on the show because of a couple of things. You came back. There was a lot of action in sports. And so we were kind of just stuffed with shows and show content. Then we had the five-year anniversary special.
Right.
That was a whole big thing. Then I was filling in for Jim Rome, 3 out of 5 shows. Then you were out, I believe. And so that we just had a bunch of different things, moving parts. We never got to your trip to Hawaii. We know it was wonderful. We know it was beautiful. But what we didn't hear was that you were taken care of in a big way when you went out there by listeners, and that this is not an ego stroke. Apparently, we're very popular on the island of Kauai.
Yeah, specifically the island of Kauai. There are a lot of the aliens. Thank goodness I had the much maligned koozie gate.
Remember, much maligned?
Well, I'm saying the koozie where me and Boga Shabalati were finally presented one. I keep that in my backpack at all times. I was able to present it at the leader of the DA Show fan club, Dan, down there, to give him a gift back. But yeah, it turned out I got on that island. I was tweeting from Hawaii that I got made fun of about tweeting from guys around here. And somebody tweeted at me like, hey, I have some recommendations at Kauai for you. And I clicked on their profile. I'm like, wait, this guy's tweeted at me before. He lives in Kauai. So I tweeted back at him. And next thing I knew, we were out to dinner and, a friendship and more fans grew by the day I was there.
And they actually had heard that you were going for the first time on the PGP.
Yes, exactly. When I discussed the PGP, that tipped them off. Like, oh, my God, Miraz is coming to Kauai. And that's a direct quote. And it really got everybody restless about it. And from there was a listener, Dan, who's a diehard D-Alien, and he took the initiative, if you will, to tweet at me. And from what I understood from other fans of the show there was, I can't believe you answered Dan. Nobody thought you would answer him about meeting up or anything like that. You know, the fact that I would exchange phone numbers with him. They were so taken aback and shocked. They said, you know, when I was going there, like, yeah, okay, tweet at him. I'm sure he's going to respond to you and answer you. But of course I did. It was great.
Now, what was some of the special treatment that you got?
Okay, well, first of all, I took my wife out to a local spot. It was called the Ninth Island, I believe, and it's a Hawaiian bar where I learned about Hawaiian culture and how much they love Las Vegas.
Okay.
It was a Vegas Golden Knights bar. That's their hockey team there.
Now, Hawaii loves Las Vegas?
Yes, so apparently, and this is what I gathered, on Hawaiian Airlines does direct flights to all the Hawaiian islands, and that's how you can, there's no more ferry service, basically. You can only get to island by Hawaiian Airlines, and it is now cheaper to get to Vegas than it is to go just island to island on a 15-minute flight. Yeah, apparently because there's only one airline that does it. There's a big complaint with them. So because they already live in a vacation area, it doesn't pay for them. They said, if we're going to pay all this money, why are we just going to hop to another island? They go with the cheaper flight, and they go to Vegas. And now Vegas,
it's got to be like a 5-hour flight.
Yeah, if not 6. So Vegas, Hawaiian people, natives of Hawaiian, love going to Vegas so much so that they now call Las Vegas the Ninth Island. And the Vegas Golden Knights have been adopted as their hockey team in Hawaii because they all love Vegas. And they get Vegas,
wow.
They get Vegas sports channels there as well. Whatever the main,
really?
It's like Time Warner, whatever, in all the hotels and everywhere, they get localized Vegas stuff. So they're very excited about the Raiders going to Vegas. So you would think Southern California, all the...
Sure.
No, they love Vegas. So if there's Vegas sports teams, like, and everything on the menu was named after UNLV basketball players. They love Las Vegas there.
Really?
And this bar was called the Ninth Island, and it's where you go, like, you watch Vegas Golden Knights games there. So when the Cup run was going on, there's people in Hawaii watching Vegas Golden Knights games.
Wow, who would have known that?
I would have never known that. Never in a million years. So we went out to this place, and I thought I was just going to go out with this guy, Dan. Next thing I know, one by one, it just starts off with me, my wife, and him. He's got other guys walking in that happen to be fans, and they're all hanging out. We're having a good time. We're having drinks, food. I'm telling you, D, we ran up a tab. I mean, we're eating. We're having Konas. You know, the beer's there. We're
love a Kona Golden Ale.
Love a Kona. I was doing the big waves. You know, we're
love the big wave.
Drinking. We're ordering nachos. And the whole time, I said to myself, you know what? This guy Dan's a good listener. I'm going to pick up the tab. He invited me out. This, that, the other thing. He ends up without anybody knowing. He gave the waitress, who he knew, because it's like a small town there, the credit card. She goes, oh, no, Meraz, it's covered for by Dan. So I had a whole dinner and drinks night.
Incredible.
Paid for by this listener. His excuse, he said, you guys provide us with hours of entertainment every day. Let this be my treat to you. I said, that's so nice. You don't have to
Incredible.
Do that, man. So it turns out one of the guys, one of the buddies, runs a boat cruise, a boat tour up the Nepali coast, which is like Travel Channel's one of the 10 things you have to do before you die is like one of these helicopter or boat tours up the Nepali coast, which you can't get to by car. So it's like this beautiful, untouched coast with beach and caves and waterfalls and wildlife. So that is a pretty expensive tour. The guy goes, no, you're coming on my boat for nothing. Me and my wife go on this guy's boat tour, the Nepali craze. Eric and company over there, they do a great job. I show up, you know, we're on this Navy SEAL boat. We're going in and out of caves. We're going on the waterfalls. I'm snorkeling over sea turtles. I'm getting this experience of a lifetime just from guys being fans of the show. And then, D.A., to top it all off, there gets to be minor buzz about me being on this boat tour there that natives who are fans of the show come to the dock of where the boat is coming in. And they all know, because it's not that many people live in Kauai, what time this boat is due back in that I'm on.
Wow.
And they're waiting with boxes of pastry to give me, including Dennis, who I remember his name vividly, had a dozen Hawaiian malasadas that are like donuts there. It's like their specialty. They're stuffed with, you would love them. Sugary, cinnamony, delicious. It was a Friday I was there. He's so locked into the show and the PGP that he said, I know today was Donut Friday and you weren't at work to get it, so let me be this gift to you. Everything's gifts with them. They keep bringing the gifts. And on top of that, then I had another guy with a whole lemon meringue pie. I'm juggling boxes like I'm walking out of a bakery back to my resort, and my wife is just laughing, going, what is going on here?
It was like a baby shower for you guys.
Yes. So I spent 2.5 days in Kauai, and it was dinner with a bunch of fans. It was a boat tour up the Nepali coast, which is probably the coolest thing I have done in my life. And it's sugar rush galore with pastry boxes. And this is how good our fans are. And this brings me up. And they also mentioned our potential trip to Boise. They brought up, like, it's very cool if you guys go to Boise. We've been listening. They're talking about the Boise-Hawaii rivalry. They were like, it's kind of cool how you guys are working towards that. And then we get a chance to meet you here, because we would never think in a million years we would ever get to meet one of you guys. They told me a million times, DA's getting married. Tell his wife to come to Hawaii. Make sure they come to Kauai. We'll set them up nice. Trying to get you to go there. But we're beloved there. And it really is cool. You know, when we turn on these microphones every day to laugh, listen, and interact with tweets, but then you go somewhere and you meet a pocket of listeners, it's like life-changing.
That makes me feel so good, because, you know, we do the show and you just don't know how it lands and who listens, and you just don't know. And that just makes me feel so appreciative that they appreciate the show and do that for you. I mean, that really is very touching. That is really amazing.
It's amazing. And think about the time difference. We're on 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. We're on 3 a.m. local time in Hawaii.
Right.
So we get a lot of early risers, and some actually do listen on the podcast. And this was actually a funny tidbit. One of the guys, when I met him that night, goes, I could tell you're out this week. The podcasts are getting up a little later than usual. Having to adjust the schedule. So he was throwing Bilotti under the bus, which I found pretty funny. But they're they know the whole bit with podcasting and everything too. It's crazy.
And they got turned on to the show when we moved time slots.
Yes. They all became fans when we moved to our current time slot, because they were big Jim Rome fans. Every one of them listens to Jim Rome. By the way, everybody listens on apps. It's all the phone apps there. It's not like we're on a direct Hawaii station. Hawaii's glued into, I think they're ahead of the game of any other state of like having to get radio from the mainland on their phones. But they love Jim Rome. And then when we started to come on and they were up early listening to Jim Rome, they would get the last hour of our show, start to love it, love the epic fail that was mentioned. Then they love huge Trash Tuesday fans. They started to get it when they started listening earlier to go back. They got on the Trash Tuesday. Now they're all hooked. So they say if they wake up at 4 or 5 and listen to the end of the show, they always go back on the podcast version, get our first hour of the show too. So all from being diehard Jim Rome fans and us being the lead into Jim Rome, they got really into it.
That is so cool.
It's awesome. I got chills from it because, you know me, anytime I could have my back patted or told I do a good job. But to have fans, I never expected a million years. I went on a vacation with my wife. I didn't think I was going to run the DA show listeners. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring up the Tater Tot incident either.
So this is a great kind of ancillary anecdote to your Hawaii adventure. You're sitting down with Danielle about to eat at a sports bar kind of place?
Well, we're actually just drinking. We had just eaten. We're at the Maui Brewing Company in Waikiki Beach on Oahu, separate island. So they have Maui Brewing Company. It's like a brewery. It's supposedly the biggest bar on Oahu. So we sit down, and we're just about to order some flights of beer. My wife's having a good time. She's, you know, throwing them back, a little tipsy. Guy is sitting there by himself. Stern face, young guy, you know, looks like he'd be my age. He's looking over at us. He finishes, pushes away from the stool, and just gets in my ear, very gently whispers, "Don't order the tater tots. They suck." Fades into the black and leaves.
Just leaves.
Just leaves. My wife starts laughing. She goes, "What? Why would he think we're ordering tater tots?" And I stood there frozen, and I had to explain to her the story about tater tots in Boise, which only happened, that whole thing only happened a couple days before I left for Hawaii. So, again, this guy might have actually ordered tater tots at this place, and they might have actually sucked, but it's just crazy to think of, like, we were getting recognized on one island. Could this guy have known, and that was his way of knowing? I don't know.
The tater tot bit was, we were talking about this potential trip to Boise and how they're the home of the potatoes, and you don't like tater tots. Shockingly, I would think you would love tater tots. I like tater tots. You hate them. And people in Boise were very split about whether tater tots are legit. Some of them called it like the trash scraps of potatoes pushed together and to make the tots. It's not like a real potato French fry or a real baked potato or something. So we were debating this on the show. And I mean, I got to say, I don't think it's just totally random that a guy comes up to you and whispers in your ear, "Don't order the tater tots," unless you just looked fat.
Okay, that's a little harsh coming at me. Like, but no, what? I get it. Like,
let's tell the big guy the tater tots aren't good because he might be feverish for him.
Right, and it's not like I had any interaction with this guy. Anyway, I had only sat down 5 minutes earlier and ordered some flights of beer. He didn't know who I was. It's like we were having a conversation about food or anything.
Right.
It was just so weird. And I'm so glad I wasn't by myself and my wife was with me because she can now vouch for all of this stuff, you know, to be like, yeah, why would that guy say that? And, you know, we were just laughing. So, could you imagine some guy just getting in your ear like that? "Don't order the tater tots. They suck." And that's it. And no hello, goodbye, hi, I'm John. No, nope, right out the door.
That is such a funny bar story because I believe he recognized you. I believe he's a listener. I believe he knows that segment that we did. And he's sitting there drinking. Maybe he's a little tipsy. And he goes, "I'm not going to make this a big deal. I'm not going to go up and say, hey, I'm a big listener, or hey, I'm a big fan, or hey, Mraz, this or that." He just wants to walk up to you and give you a little inside baseball, just a little inside information, then keep you guessing. I love that.
Such a genius line, too. So well-timed, and it fit, considering we were at a food bar establishment. If that was what happened, kudos to him. It made me laugh hysterically. You know, and you get a couple drinks, you start laughing. I was dying laughing. Dying laughing.
That is so great. I want to thank everybody in Hawaii. I want to thank everybody that took care of you. I want to thank everybody that's locked in over there, man. That just makes me feel so good. That is so cool. And speaking of Boise, I just had a conversation with our boss yesterday.
Okay.
About Boise.
Okay.
And the wheels are now in motion from corporate because 93.1 The Ticket reached out to our bosses and was like, "We want to make this thing happen."
Oh, they did reach out.
Yeah. And so now there's conversations at corporate level.
Okay.
So this is great. So our boss asked me, like, can you get to Boise? Like, is there a direct? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me check. You know, I said, I'll get back to you. And he's just sitting there waiting for me to do it. I go, okay, I guess I'll do it right now.
Wow.
So he's sitting there waiting. There is no direct flight from New York to Boise.
Wow. How long are the layovers?
Well, I mean, the layover is not terrible, but it's going to be minimum 6.5 up to probably a 7.5 hour total duration of the flight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long flight. Without a direct, you've got to fly to Denver or Minneapolis.
Would it be shorter to drive? Why are you laughing? Is it that long?
Driving to Denver?
No, to Boise. Boise's in the middle, so...
Driving from New York to Boise?
Yeah, like Cleveland would be 8 hours, so how much longer to Boise? Another two?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours past Ohio.
So 10 hours. I'm just saying, like, would it be more worth it than sitting around in an airport?
Would you want to drive to Idaho, you think?
Yeah, you would have to give me a length of time.
Okay, let me just look it up real quickly, okay?
I mean, because that could be funny.
It could be very funny.
Or we could end up killing each other and no show gets off the ground.
I'm going to tell you, though, I think you're slightly underrating how far Boise is by a smidge.
I'm trying to picture it on the map. It's the one that looks like somebody's waving high.
I don't really know what that means.
No, like it's like a body and then there's like an arm sticking up, right?
I think you think that's Michigan?
No, Michigan's like rounded about.
The Mitt?
No, I know the Mitt. That's with the lakes that are great over there.
Yeah.
That's close to Canada. No, Idaho, it's by the Dakotas. Sticks right. An arm up.
So you think that the Dakotas are like a 10-hour drive?
Look, I mean, dude, I've never been in the Midwest.
How far do you think it is to drive to Chicago?
I would guess 10 hours.
Okay, I think it's more like 19 or something.
To Chicago?
No, maybe not. Maybe it's like 12.
Huh. I've only done the drive up the East Coast. Okay. Maybe I'm off. This could be like when you ask me for women's weight and I have no idea about bone density.
Let me see. Chicago's 12.
Okay. All right. So Boise might be a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, to drive to Boise, I think you're underrating Boise a little bit because once you get past Chicago, remember, there's like Nebraska.
The Plains.
Iowa. The Dakotas.
And those are big states, too.
Colorado. And then you're getting over to Boise.
So you have to go through Colorado to get Boise? Get to Boise?
Pretty much.
Wow.
If we were to drive to Boise, Idaho,
It
would take 1 day and 12 hours.
Well, that's not going to happen,
so that's
DA.
That's 36 hours.
Nope, I'm not driving. No.
36 hours. I thought you meant, is it quicker to drive from Denver to Boise than to wait for the layover?
No, at that point, if I'm laying over, I'm getting back on a plane. I'm not getting in a car.
No, it's out there. Idaho is way out there compared to New York.
Jeez.
Idaho borders Oregon.
Potatoes better be good.
So, I don't mind it, but there's just no direct to Boise. So, we're going to have to transfer in Minneapolis, Salt Lake, or Denver. There is a flight that goes to San Francisco, layover, and then come back to Boise, but that just seems to be...
Yeah, why would we want to go all the way across?
Yeah. So, it's going to be like a 7 hour jaunt, 7.5 hour jaunt.
Whew.
And... So, and then remember,
I gotta be honest, a little deflating. I gotta be honest. I'm being real here. I love the listeners out there. I just did 13 to Hawaii. It was a long trek.
And then coming back, we're gonna lose 2 hours. So that's where the sticking point is, because going out there, we could leave after the show on Thursday, get out there by Thursday night.
Yeah, what, 3 a.m.?
I saw we could leave here at 4. And get in at around 11 p.m. their time.
Okay.
But coming back is a beast, because coming back is going to be 7 hours in the air or thereabouts with the 1 hour, you know, layover or whatever. But then you lose 2 hours.
Where else would you rather be on a football Sunday than in
the air
the whole day?
And that's what I said. I said to the boss, I said, you know, how do we do this? I do Sunday morning football on Sunday morning and then miss all of the NFL all day? That's not a good look.
No.
So I said, do we do the show Monday morning and then fly back Monday? So then that's a 4-day weekend.
That's a lot of starch. It's a lot of starch for 4 days. Honey, I'll be home in a week. I'm going to Boise. Got to see the blue turf and eat some Horaitis.
Yeah, so I don't know what the play is here, but
I want this on tape if anybody in Boise is listening. I love you. I want to make it happen. Understand the math we're talking about here.
I'm still in, I think.
I mean,
I'm totally. I think this would be awesome.
After the hero's welcome I got in Hawaii, yes, I'm still in. It is a little daunting to look at when you see the numbers on paper there. It is.
Yeah, because that's, you know, you leave Boise on Sunday at noon, and you're not back until 9 p.m.
That's
and then from the airport, you know, neither you nor I live that close to an airport.
No. It's another hour reading tweets about what Tony Romo went over on the air. That's a big Sunday.
It's a beast of a Sunday.
Do we get an NFL Sunday ticket up in the air?
Well, that's the thing. You know, the boss was like, well, you could just watch the early games at the airport, I suppose. I'm like, that's not a good place to be watching games.
Yeah. Or where? Where? At the payway in the Terminal 2?
I'm sure there's a TGIF or something at the Boise, Idaho airport.
Can we turn the sound up? What do you mean?
But you're not going to get all the games.
No. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's just some logistics. I wasn't ready for these live on the air to answer these questions. I don't want people in Boise hating me.
You were like Urban Meyer. You were blindsided at Big Ten Media Days.
I am. I'm going to have to issue a statement in 2 weeks.
I was unprepared
for any of this. I thought it was a 10-hour drive. Look at me. I'm a dope.
I love the quote. I got to be honest. Little deflated.
It is a little deflated. I was buzzing. The Giants blowing a fourth quarter lead. I'm somewhere over North Dakota.
Got to be honest. Little deflating. But the good news is I think it's going to go down, and it'll be awesome because I'd like there to be some type of like station event where listeners can show up and come hang out with
us. Well, I would hope. If they're going that way, I'm assuming we could do maybe get like a at a bar or something.
Yeah. Because I don't want to just go to the studio and then not see anybody.
No. Do a remote where fans can, you know, show up and hang out. And, you know, maybe we do a little meet and greet after.
Yeah, maybe a potato eating contest.
Potato, yes. See, now that's where you inflate me back up literally. And you get me back in. Boy, a belly full of potatoes. Losing 2 hours, 7.5 back. That ain't good. Do I have time in a layover in Minneapolis to get to a bathroom, DA? We're going to miss our connection.
You know, I think next week on the PGP, we should discuss why we all love Alf so much. Are you going to do side B?
I'm supposed to. See, I just got hit with a little something before you came on. Bilotti has told me. This was discussed last week with me and Bokish. Pete Bilotti is taking on new roles here at CBS Sports Radio.
Right.
And he said, quote, to me, today's not a good day for the PGP for me. So Bokish now is on his way out. So I'm left with the guy who does the sports minutes, Kevin Hall, or just doing it, showing up first thing in the morning before I do the topic list with Bogish in the morning, which I think is going to be my option.
All right. Well, at some point, I'd like us to discuss why we all love Alf so much, because me, you, and Bilotti have this incredibly shared love of
Maybe
Alf.
Maybe we do like a three-way side A with Pete next week.
Okay.
But he's got it. He's so obsessed with Alf where he would definitely feel left out if we didn't include him on a side A there.
Okay.
But we'll check with the big shot schedule. We'll see what that has to happen.
Yeah, now he's a bigwig.
Yeah, so I'll make sure we'll do Bogish early in the morning. I'll get that up before the show even starts tomorrow.
Pete Bilotti, shot caller.
Hey, who else would you entrust? He's already started, by the way, and I don't want to reveal anything with, you know, I might handle some scheduling around here, so whatever days you have off, you better start number crunching and give me the days. Excuse me, Pete? All right, relax. I'll get everything to you.
Great.
Yeah, so we have that to worry about. So, okay. A lot happening.
All right. Well, that was side A. Here comes side B.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into side B of the PGP. Mraz, host of side B and the executive producer of the DA Show, joined by Andrew the Bogeyman Bogish here. What's up, Andrew?
Sean, it's good to see you. Head to toe giant blue today. You're all ready to go for your preseason opener tonight.
Yeah, so we taped side A yesterday that you just heard, and I said we'd have to tape side B in the morning, and so it's Thursday morning. I am ready for NFL preseason. I'm head to toe. I got an Odell Beckham Jr. jersey, a giant hat, and I walk in excited for football. We're back and everything. Everybody's just dressed in normal adult clothing. I am dressed like I just jumped out of a sporting goods store, and I'm getting so much grief from everybody here.
Well, as you said, the rest of us are dressed like adults today. We're not necessarily geeked up about the giant preseason game. It's not like, you know, Varsity Fridays in high school. Everybody wears their jersey before the big game
on Saturday.
We got Saquon. Yeah, no, I know, but it's a Thursday. It's August. It's a preseason game. I'm going to save my one giant T-shirt for the regular season.
That's just me. Listen, if they make a run, which I don't think they will, I don't want to see everybody on the train when I was here from day one.
No, listen, I will not jump on that bandwagon.
Okay.
I will not.
Well, fair enough. We have to have you in here again.
Because no one else is available. I know how this works.
Well, Pete Body Pilati is not available, as noted. And as we've discussed 2 weeks ago, Pete was looking to take on other roles and interviewing people and everything. And obviously this isn't announced by any means, but I'm guessing it's close to official that Pete is going to be taking on some extra work doing scheduling behind the scenes for some of the producers, the board ops, the anchors, and such, and things and jobs that affect yourself and I. Not necessarily the host. He doesn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
But he's pitching and helping, and it's a big step for Pete, who wants to, you know, fulfill a management role here. Mm-hmm. Tired of being Luigi, wants to be Mario, the whole deal. And I got to be honest.
That really does perfectly sum up everything.
Right.
He thinks he's Luigi, and he wants to be Mario. It makes so much sense, like, visually, strategically, everything.
Everything about it. And the funniest part about this is his role is not even official yet.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even know if it's, like, when they make him an official role, if they're just telling him he could do this and not even taking care of him.
It might not even be for air discussion. So if we shouldn't be discussing this and you're important to CBS, turn this off. Listen next week. Forget what we're about to say.
Well, the point is, he's already on a power trip. So yesterday, he starts telling me this. Hey, I think I'm going to be handling everybody's days off for the rest of the year. He goes, do me a favor right now. Go on your computer. I need a calendar printed for September, October, November, December. And then I'm going to need you to write down what days off you need. And then I'll add up how many days you've used. And then I'm going to figure out if you're going to run out of days or not. And I'm looking. I'm like, all right, Pete, relax, number one.
Yeah.
Why do I have to print the calendars if this is your new role?
Mm-hmm.
So he's already pointing fingers.
Delegating
who needs to do stuff to help him in his new role. And secondly, are we now at the mercy of Pete Bilotti when it comes to our vacation time? Like, am I going to have to be here on Christmas Day because Pete says I have to be here?
Well, first of all, I can't wait for the first time he complains about being here too long because of all of these new duties that he has gone down the hall and grabbed off other people's desks. And he's here, you know, on 8 hours and 2 minutes, and he's so angry at the system which he created.
Right.
Now, Pete and I have had many serious conversations, and we've discussed, Pete and I finished the trip to work on the same subway.
So, as if working together isn't enough.
Right. So we've had this conversation, and he and I share actually a lot of thoughts about vacation days and the way, like, everyone should use them. Some people think you should, like, you're some kind of, like, super employee if you don't use your vacations. I think
always
that's stupid.
Use them. Never give them back.
I think bosses, unless you're, like, in the way things work here, unless you're taking off, like, Super Bowl Sunday or, like, the national championship game or Game 7 of the World Series, like, I think your boss should just let you take your day off when you need to. There should be
Who's to say why you need a day or when you need
exactly.
a day?
Exactly. There should be almost no brushback. So we have a lot of the same mindset here. But, yeah, I don't want to have to go through him and explain my days off and be somebody actually counting them. And, like, come on now.
It's already started. And as we talked about on Trash Tuesday, and you fired back at me, this Fire Island arrest of mine.
Right, yeah.
So I have a court date on September 13th.
Yes.
And I gave to the current guy who was doing scheduling. And, you know, no problem, Sean. It's never a problem. So Pete, yesterday, or, like, not even officially with the role, and when's this court date of yours? Okay. Like, what do you mean, okay? Right. I have court, Pete. I can't be held in contempt.
I'm not coming here. It's
right.
Thursday. You'll be okay.
Right, exactly. This from the same guy who was begging to get on jury duty. And, come on.
He is,
I'm very
Luigi.
Worried. I am very worried.
Me too.
This is a guy, and by the way, I share a lot of his same mindsets too and stuff with, like, behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody cares about with scheduling and everything, but I am worried that because we're so close with Pete and work on the same show that he'll, in his way, think if he, you know, gives us a day we want that people are going to look at him like he's currying favors.
Right,
and
then be harder on us.
Right, like, where this is now going to hurt us when it shouldn't even be a big deal. Like, Pete will turn this into a bigger deal than it has to be.
He's going to use this. He's going to use us to set an example, to prove his objectivity, his iron fist. Listen, I didn't give the bogus this day off, and Sean, I said no to Sean, so I can definitely say no to you now. That's coming.
We can't have it. We might have a revolt.
He can't be Mario.
No, he can't.
He can't.
Pete deserves to be Luigi. Okay? He fits that role nicely. The moment he's Mario plunger, he's going to stick that plunger right up you know where.
Yeah, we need to be Bowser. What are the other bad guys in the Mario world? We need to
I don't know. There was that big blob thing.
This is not good.
That may not have even been.
We are in dangerous times, Sean.
We are in very dangerous times, and I am not happy with that at all. Also, on that note, I hear on Side A, I was told, you're probably a no-ski for DA's wedding?
No, the problem is...
The Delaware Blue Hens taking precedent?
Well, I mean, the three...
Precedent?
Close, you're almost there. It's a tough word. I don't like saying it either.
President? It's not president.
Precedent.
Precedent.
No, this is... They would be taking precedence here. Precedent is like when you set precedent, like a decision on this one topic that you then use again down the road in a similar situation.
Like Bilotti will be.
Exactly. The issue is I've been long signed up to do three more Delaware football games this season like I did last year.
I love that you're just the voice of the Delaware Blue Hens.
Well, the leftover games.
Okay.
These are the games that aren't picked up by their actual TV partners that they want
okay.
on TV, so they bring us in for them. So I've been signed up for these three games, not knowing what the games are. They've picked the game in October, they've picked the game in November, and they still have not picked between either September 8th or September 15th.
Oh.
And September 15th is DA's wedding, but I can't, and it's their decision, not like
you can't
production
then say
side.
No, I can't.
I can't say no because it's all or nothing on the three games, and I also can't go to them and be like, listen, can you make up your mind here because I have a wedding that I may... that I have to go to on the 15th of September. So,
interesting.
Like, I'm just kind of waiting for... And, like, I RSVP'd on the deadline, the DA deadline, hoping I'd have an answer. Didn't have an answer. So I had to tell him that, hey, you know, if there's a time where you need to really lock things in and I don't... And it's soon, tell me and I'll just be out altogether. I don't want to... Because I know how much a wedding sucks to plan and organize.
You know... And this is going to be a tough spot for me that you're putting myself in. All right.
It's always about you.
No. And this is what I mean. I know a lot of DA's buddies and family from various events and stuff like
right.
that. Very friendly with a bunch of. Have a great time. If you choose not to come, see, I looked at it as like you, myself, Pete, and the women, as they'd say.
Yeah.
All flock together. We have a good time, drink. And
right.
then, but we don't have to be latched on. You know, somebody could join in a conversation here.
Yes.
You break one of those trios off, Pete doesn't know a lot of the DA inner circle. You're going to leave me in a spot where I have to spend the entire 4 or 5 hour ordeal with Pete.
Right.
And I will
talking
not
schedules.
I won't get a chance to talk to anybody else at this one.
No, you'll be locked in.
I'll
to
be
the
locked
new
in.
Shift CBS Sports Radio.
I'll essentially be driving 2 hours to a wedding to hang out with Pete for 4 hours.
Right. Well, I'm going to...
It's going to set up a bad precedent.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm sorry in advance for the... I hope it works out. I hope they pick the 8th. I hope I'm free on the 15th.
I hope so, too.
Because the other part, too, it's a 3:30 kickoff, so I can't even do the game and get to the
right.
wedding. If it was a nooner, I could do it.
Well, best case is you come and we ditch Pete together.
I'd sign up for that.
I mean, well, then again, we might need to kiss his ass the whole time with the schedule.
Yeah, what I want to know is DA has very prominent Syracuse friends, like Andrew Catalan.
He cannot come. He's
well,
calling an NFL
that's
game.
That's what I want to know. I'm probably the third or fourth person who can't be at the wedding because of a broadcasting commitment.
No.
And I want to know what the other comparables are that I might have to do. It's Delaware Lafayette instead of DA's wedding.
You know what? And it was something I didn't really think of until you just brought that up. But I will tell you this. DA can't be getting married during football season.
You said it, not me.
We'll discuss this next. Well, I mean, we'll discuss this next week. I'm going to leave you in that because you have to go.
A cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger. Because you just brought something up with jobs and stuff. And, you know, DA is a football guy. We're going to have to get more into this next week. How about that for a tease?
Yeah.
I'll forget that I teased it, but we
I'll
have to
remember.
Get it. All right. Well, this is... Mraz, and that is Andrew Bogish. You can follow Andrew Bogish on Twitter.
At Andrew Bogish.
And you can follow me on Twitter, at Mraz CBS. Take care, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.